Well, as we've been talking this morning, there is a very disturbing survey that's come out. It's the largest national survey of the health of truck drivers. And it's found that a widespread number of truck drivers out there on the roads right now are suffering medical problems and psychological distress. More than half of the 1,400 drivers that were surveyed were considered obese. According to the researcher, Dr. Ross Ills, of the Australian population, about 30% of drivers had three or more diagnosed health conditions. And being overweight, which results in type 2 diabetes, lower back pain, one in four reported high blood pressure being diagnosed, it's a real worry. So let's discuss it and let's address it. And our man is Adam McDougall. He's the man who's in charge of the Manshake that we talk about. They are sponsors of this program. But Adam McDougall also is a fitness fanatic. He played first grade rugby league, state of origin. He was with the Newcastle Knights. And he has developed this Manshake that we talk about. It's designed to help men get their favourite things, like maybe beers or the occasional pizza. He's on the phone right now. Adam, good morning to you again.
Hey, Luke, how are you,
mate? I'm good. It's a disturbing study. We have a lot of truckies listening to us right now. They are they're a profession that is sedentary. They spend a lot of time sitting down behind the steering wheel. And when they're not driving, they are obsessed with getting the right amount of sleep so they can fill out their logbooks and then keep driving. Not every truck stop has healthy food available. This is another complaint that Rod Hanafy is addressing as far as truck road safety is concerned. A lot of the truck stops serve crap. So unless you're really disciplined and you've got a nice esky, an electric esky in your cabin, and maybe a little microwave or an oven heater, you are relying on what's sold on the side of the road, and it's not always good. Adam, your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it's a real big problem. You know, statistics are also showing that, you know, truck drivers who are obese have a much higher rate of being involved in accidents. And, you know, it's a really insidious sort of circle, I suppose, problem that starts with really what you put in your mouth. You know, that's the reality. We know that, you know, diet has a huge effect on our mental health as well as our ability to focus and sleep and whatnot. So I suppose one of the real blessings to come out of this is the fact whilst we are sedentary in this line of work, the one big hope that you can address is the fact that you can control largely your diet. Even though you're sitting on your backside at times, there's some really smart ways that you can make sure that you're avoiding certain foods that, you know, we know that aren't particularly good for the waistline, and you can make sure that you're getting foods that are much higher in protein and fibre.
Okay, and I'm not just talking about truck drivers, but we have an enormous amount of truckies who listen to us, but other people who are driving for a living, taxi drivers, Uber drivers, etc., but also people who are working these hours who are sitting behind desks. What's your advice to people who lead a sedentary lifestyle and aren't eating the right foods?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that they really need to do is, you know, address the big rocks as such. You know, what are the biggest bang for your buck that you can get? And, you know, starting making sure that, you know, one, you're drinking water. I think that's really important. You know, if you have a look at anything that's free, it's available to all of us. And, you know, it's been proven for study after study that simply drinking 500 mils of water can boost your metabolic rate by nearly 30%. So we also know that, you know, obviously being dehydrated can obviously confuse the brain into a sensation of feeling hungry and therefore sees people snack more and obviously crave sugary foods. So water's a really simple, practical solution most people can reach for straight away while we're talking now, and making sure that they're well hydrated, because that's going to really affect their health in general on so many levels. And then, you know, as I alluded to earlier, you know, it takes an hour and a half of sit-ups to burn off a meat pie. So don't think that you can, you know, out-exercise a bad diet. The reality is that not getting exercise isn't an excuse for being overweight. It's really what you put in your mouth. So, you know, I always say, you know, out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's all about habits, and habits are the key to change. You know, every single day, the actions that you take is a vote for the person you want to become. So by that, I mean, you know, make sure that you put in these habits which protect yourself from yourself. So if you know you're somebody that, you know, gets on the road and has to drive long distances and pulls over to the side of the road and has a can of Coke or you know, looks for the sugary, you know, milk drink or snack, make sure you've already got some prepared snacks in the truck with you, whether it's, you know, a high protein bar, whether it's some nuts or whether it's a piece of fruit, but something that's going to give you a lot more substance and something that's not as bad for you, that's going to then propel you into making further bad choices down the track.
Yeah, a lot of the truckies who listen to us overnight have taken up that Nature B, and they're all saying they're getting more energy from it without having caffeine and without having sugar. That's a good thing.
Oh, 100%. You know, like the reality is that, you know, coffee is good for us. And, you know, the reality is, though, that if you have too much coffee, it can affect our adrenal system and it can affect our quality of sleep. So it can make people anxious as well, particularly if they've already got mental health issues. So it's really important, you know, that most things in moderation are fine, but it's when you overconsume anything, whether it's coffee or whether it's, you know, exercise, you know, it's not good for you if you consume or do too much of it. So moderation is the key, and looking for natural alternatives is obviously a smart choice.
Yeah. All right. How does the man shake work?
Well, look, the man shake's a complete meal in a shake, essentially. So it provides all your protein, fiber, and vitamins and minerals that a meal, a high quality, healthy meal would, except it gives you the convenience of being able to have it in a tasty, easy, you know, convenient shake. And it's only a couple of dollars a serve. And, you know, it's full of prebiotics and probiotics for gut health, which we know, you know, is really good for your general health and well-being. But most importantly, it's high in protein and keeps you full and, you know, allows you to make smarter food choices and really gives you the energy that you need to stay on track and not give in to, you know, the temptations of sugary foods, and stops them cravings by, you know, being packed full of vitamins and minerals, which, you know, makes sure that your body gets all the nutrients it needs so you don't crave these things.
Yeah, what did you say? $2.24 a meal. Manshake.com.au. Manshake is a sponsor here on The Night Shift on Triple M, but it's a terrific product. And if you want to lose weight without giving up everything else that you love, this is the product. Manshake.com.au. Adam McDougall is fitness expert, fitness fanatic, first grade footballer, and the creator of the Manshake and the Lady Shake. Adam, always good to talk, mate. I think that advice, pack a healthy meal if you have time to prepare so you can think about it, but staying hydrated, good advice.
Yeah, great advice. And you know, we know that, you know, when we get tired, we make poor decisions. Out your audience, certainly people that are working abnormal hours, not hours that our ancestors used to work. So, you know, the reality is that, you know, we want that dopamine release. We want that little hit of, you know, pleasure. And we get that sometimes, you know, the brain's smart. It knows it gets it from sugar and fatty foods and, you know, from things like that. So if you can stay away from them things and reward yourself by, you know, obviously feeding yourself the right stuff, that's also going to release that dopamine because you've done something that's good for you and your brain acknowledges that.
If people want to learn more about you and the Manshake, what do they do?
Just go to our website, look at the success stories. We've got plenty of blogs and information there from a lot of smart doctors and experts on, you know, how to be healthy, happy, and mentally healthy as well. It's not just about, you know, physical fitness. It's about mental fitness as well, and we're really big into that as well.
Yeah, good on you, Adam. Good to talk. We'll talk again soon, eh?
Look forward to it, Luke. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Adam McDougall, manshake.com.au. Have a look at it. You're listening to The Night Shift on Triple M.